In many cities across the country, if you call 911 when someone is having a mental health crisis, it's the police who are most likely to show up. And as we've seen in well-publicized cases again and again, that can sometimes have disastrous results. Consider the case of Daniel Prude in Rochester, New York, who was asphyxiated by police and killed last March. His brother had called for help when Daniel was having a frightening mental health episode. But in the city of Eugene, Oregon, such a call would likely have been responded to by a group known as Crisis Assistance Helping Out on the Streets, or CAHOOTS. The program sends unarmed medics and crisis intervention workers to respond to a significant percentage of 911 calls instead of the police. Today, as our nation grapples with the urgency of police reform, Eugene, Oregon is getting renewed attention for the unique system, with some saying it represents the way of policing going forward. Joining me now is Rowan Moore Garrity, a journalist based in Phoenix, who wrote about this in The Atlantic. Rowan, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here.
So how does the program work, and is it affiliated at all with the police department, or is it completely independent?
So it is affiliated in the sense that it's a vendor that supplies services to the police department, but it is organized and operated by a community health clinic called Whitebird that's been in Eugene for more than 50 years. And so I think an important part of the sort of CAHOOTS equation is that even though they are dispatched through the police department and have pretty close working relationships with the police department because this service has been around since 1989, they are viewed by the whole city and in particular by most of the people they interact with as very much not police. And I think that's a huge part of what makes them good at their job and what makes them kind of a credible source of help in situations where people probably might not be thrilled to have the cops show up.
So there is so if someone calls 911, and what is it that the dispatcher is looking for in order to know whether or not to dispatch someone from this program known as CAHOOTS?
The biggest thing they're looking to make sure they don't hear is any reason to think that there's a weapon or another kind of physical safety risk that could be imminent. That's the sort of brightest line governing whether CAHOOTS responds or not is, is this a dangerous situation that the police will need to, kind of verify or de-escalate before they can have someone else respond. But what they're looking for broadly, CAHOOTS responses kind of fall into three main buckets. Anything having to do with drug addiction or drug abuse, mental health issues, or homelessness. About two-thirds of their calls are first-party callers, so somebody calling on behalf of either themselves or somebody they're with. And about 60% of their calls have something to do with unhoused population in Eugene. So that'll give you an idea. But they also do death notifications. They also do some kinds of domestic disputes. And so I think at this point, it's really a matter of trust. They've shown police dispatchers over 30 years that they're capable of helping people calm down in a variety of really high stakes, high pressure situations, and that in fact they're a very desirable alternative to the police response in those situations. And so I think police are quite eager to have CAHOOTS respond to a wide variety of calls.
Rowan, what is it? You've gone on calls with the folks from CAHOOTS. What is it like to be on a call with them?
It is mind-blowing, frankly. Just as someone who grew up in this country, and in most cities, right, you've got this sort of binary choice if you call 911 or the dispatcher does, which is, would you like police or fire? And having this third option, it is really striking to see in person. They're very calm. They're very focused on the person at the center of the call. So where, if I call the police because I'm worried somebody's on my neighbor's lawn acting strangely and the police come, the police are going to respond with a measure of concern for the person in my neighbor's lawn, but also with a measure of concern for, are there laws being broken here? Why did that gentleman call me? Is his home at risk? Is his property at risk? With CAHOOTS, it would really be, what does this person on the lawn need right now so that we can get them to a better situation? And when you see them working, You realize that in a lot of situations where the police are called, probably a similar thing goes on, which is that it's hectic, right? And so an important part of what that second CAHOOTS person might do while the first person, whether it's the medic or the intervention worker, is kind of engaging the person at the center of the call is figure out, hey, is there a dog I need to calm down so that they can have a productive conversation here? Is there somebody else who is sort of trying to get in the middle of this who I need to deflect and redirect away from it? I ended up on one call on the story driving someone's car three blocks for CAHOOTS because I drove stick shift and they did not. And so a lot of what they do, that was a gentleman who needed to move his car in order to not violate a restraining order with his ex-girlfriend who lived where his car was parked. And, you know, so a lot of what they do just kind of falls into this hectic human problem solving thing. And I think that's something we all probably underrate as a share of 911 calls. You know, emergency kind of sends a narrower signal than probably the universe of 911 calls that come in most cities.
Rowan, we've got less than a minute to go, but I'm curious about how broad are there other police departments that are looking at potentially adapting something similar given the moment that we're in right now? We've got about 45 seconds.
There's a huge amount of interest. When I was there in August, they had consulting or information requests from more than 300 cities. And I think what makes CAHOOTS appealing to a lot of cities, even places that have some other kind of specialized response unit within the police department, is the scale. CAHOOTS responds to somewhere like 17% of police dispatched calls in Eugene, and no one else comes close to even 1% in most American cities.
Going to have to leave it there. Rowan Moore Garrity is a journalist based in Phoenix, and he wrote about this program for The Atlantic. Rowan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.